The State of the Molecular Gas in Post-Starburst Galaxies, by K. Decker French et al. The molecular gas in galaxies traces both the fuel for star formation and the processes that can either enhance or suppress star formation. Observations of the molecular gas state can thus point to when and why galaxies stop forming stars. In this study, we present ALMA observations of the molecular gas in galaxies evolving through the post-starburst phase. These galaxies have low current star formation rates, regardless of the SFR tracer used, yet their optical spectra show evidence for recent bursts of star formation that have ended within the last 600 MIR. We present CO3-2 observations for three post-starburst galaxies, and dense gas HCN, HCO carat plus, HNC, 1-0, observations for 6-4 new post-starburst galaxies. The post-starbursts have low excitation as traced by the CO spectral line energy distribution, SLED, up to CO3-2, more similar to early type than starburst galaxies. The low excitation indicates that lower density rather than high temperatures may suppress star formation during the post-starburst phase. One galaxy displays a blue-shifted molecular gas outflow traced by CO3-2. Manga observations show that the ionized gas velocity is disturbed relative to the stellar velocity field, with a blue-shifted component aligned with the molecular gas outflow, suggestive of a multiphase outflow. Low ratios of HCO carat plus, CO, indicating low fractions of dense molecular gas relative to the total molecular gas, are seen throughout post-starburst phase, except for the youngest post-starburst galaxy considered here. This was The State of the Molecular Gas in Post-Starburst Galaxies, by K. Decker French et al.